This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Luke Burbank.
I'm Alex Chadwick. The blood sport of cockfighting is legal only in Louisiana and New Mexico, and fans may lose New Mexico soon. The legislature there is poised to ban it with support from Governor Bill Richardson. Supporters of the ban say it's just too brutal, but cockfighting fans think the governor has another motive. Jody Breisler of member station KRWG Las Cruces reports.
The first thing you see when you walk into Jack and Andrea Cairns' home is a string of portraits of some of their most beloved roosters. Then you can go right outside and see and hear many others. The Cairns breed gamecocks. The youngins have free reign of the yard, but once they reach around 4 months of age, Jack says they start fighting amongst themselves and have to be penned. But he insists they're good animals.
You can see they're not mean. I mean, some of them are. Some of them will hit at a person, but generally they only fight other chickens. See, and you can see the way his feathers shine. He's in the peak of health. He's got fresh air coming in. Gets nothing but the best to feed. And they're just beautiful. I mean, I don't think anybody could say that chicken isn't beautiful.
The rooster Cairns is holding is beautiful, with shiny red and black feathers and strong 5-inch legs. Cairns has fought bans in other states, and while he himself is not Hispanic, Cairns says New Mexico's cockfighting ban targets Mexican culture.
This is about racism. This is about white people repressing and persecuting and denying brown people their cultural heritage. Plain and simple. I wish it was about cockfighting. I truly do, but it's not.
That is so foolish and so dumb to say that it's racist.
State Senator Mary Jane Garcia is the author of the cockfighting ban.
It's as dumb and foolish as to call it an Hispanic cultural tradition. I happen to be Hispanic, fifth generation, and how dare they tell me that that's part of my culture.
Garcia says cockfighters are shouting racism to garner political support. She argues that neither the ban nor cockfighting itself has anything to do with race.
It's about illegal underground gambling. That's what it is. It's a culture of violence. Violence between two lovely birds. Tear at each other until one of them dies.
Garcia has been working for a cockfighting ban for 18 years. She says she was originally laughed off when she first introduced the bill, but attitudes have changed.
Over time, I think that a lot of my colleagues have had a change of heart, and the animal lovers, the animal activists throughout the nation make a serious impact on animal welfare. Even our governor came forward to support it now.
In the past, New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson was ambivalent about the ban, but this year, he's running for president. Political reporter and blogger Heath Houseman says national pressure forced Richardson to take a stand.
Last year, he was asked what he thought about cockfighting, and he said it wasn't a very important issue. And Jay Leno, among others, made fun of him on national television. So we knew as he was getting ready to run for president that he would probably decide something. He waited until after he ran in his last election in New Mexico, but before he announced he was running for president.
Back at the farm, Cairns says he understands the political reality, but he takes issue with how cockfighting is being portrayed by its opponents. Cairns says gambling on cockfighting is minor, and he usually wagers $50 to $100 on his own rooster's fights.
I bet more playing poker than I do fighting chickens. Or, you know, like on the Super Bowl, you know, that was probably more gambling took place on the Super Bowl than takes place on a rooster fight the whole year long.
The Cairns are considering moving if the cockfighting ban is approved, but not before fighting the ban in court. For NPR News, I'm Jody Breisler in New Mexico.